Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life podcast, the podcast that empowers you to transform your self-concept fast and easily and manifest the life of your dreams. It's time to stop being so confused when it comes to manifestation. It's time to get your self-concept in alignment with the things you want, and it's time you started manifesting. I am so excited to deliver today's episode. I know I say that every time, but I really feel like today is going to be mind-blowing for you all. So I actually suggest you grab a notepad and a pen, or you take notes in the iPhone app or the Android app. I don't know what apps Android have, but you take notes throughout this episode because it's a game changer. This episode is all about becoming an energetic match to the things that you want, and we're going to focus specifically on how you might be energetically blocking yourself from your desires. So whether you are walking, whether you're in the gym, I don't care what you're doing, take notes. This episode is going to change the game for you. But first, let me just remind you that tomorrow is our monthly live Q&A in the 2-week self-concept challenge. Okay, so if you have any questions from the self-concept challenge, or if you want my coaching and you want my help, get into that challenge. Ask me questions on the live, or you can send them in the community area and I will answer them on the live for you. I don't offer email coaching anymore. I don't offer one-on-one sessions anymore. This is the way to get your personal questions answered. And as we are nearly at 90,000 followers now, honestly, I'm pinching myself. I'm so obsessed with my business at the minute. But because I have so many followers now, which sounds like a right knobhead thing to say, to be fair, but it means I can't answer every DM. There are so many DMs, so many get missed by accident. I try to reply to the ones I can, but it's not always a promise that if you DM me, I can respond. This is a place where you will 100% guarantee a response from me. So if you've got any questions about manifesting, get into tomorrow's Q&A. The results this week, the client successes. I had a message to say. Let me just get it up on my phone for you. One sec. So this client sent me a picture. There's two sets of keys in the picture. Like, someone's holding the other key, she's holding her key. I owe so much to you. Thank you for helping me manifest my dream home. Honestly, I cried. You guys make me cry every single week, every single day, in fact. From the last live Q&A session, we actually had somebody manifest £2,000 within the 24 hours of that Q&A session. So she wrote, "Oh my God, this was me. I was struggling to remove resistance around money. Did the forgiveness EFT last night and today and started on the other tips you gave me," which was in the Q&A session. "Less than 24 hours later, a family member has just offered to gift me £2,000 to help with house renovations. You're changing my life." No, babes, you are changing your own life because you are implementing what I say in the Q&A. So if you want to be a part of the 2-week self-concept challenge, the link is below. All lives are recorded within that challenge, so if you can't make the live and you want me to answer your question on it, you will be able to watch it on the replay. Okay, so let's get into today's podcast. But today's podcast is all about, how do I become an energetic match for my desires? I remember reading in Amanda Francis's book years ago that she treated it like a full-time job to become an energetic match for what she wanted. And I honestly feel like I forgot that so much, because when I read that, I treated it like my full-time job to make my TikTok a business. I treated it like my full-time job to make my TikTok get to 10,000 followers and then the rest. I treated it like a full-time job when I was manifesting moving to Ibiza. I treated it like a full-time job when I was manifesting anything else. The past few months, this summer has been the best summer of my entire life. The manifestations, the experiences, the happiness, the inner peace, it has been incredible. I could pinch myself. I pinch myself every single day. I can't believe the life I've created, even though I treated it like a full-time job to create it. The past month, I have had a little bit of an energetic reset because I got very comfortable and very content, and I very much enjoyed the summer. I was also sick over the summer as well. So I feel like I lost my little manifestation mojo a little bit. Now, I did not fall off my manifestation routine. I still did EFT every day. I still did my self-concept. But it's at that place now where I maintain it very, very well, very, very easily. I do it on autopilot now. And I have a few, I'm not going to say big goals, but I have goals now. Like over the past months, I've started to reset and think, okay, what are we going for next? I've enjoyed the summer. I've enjoyed being where I'm at. And I think it's really, really important sometimes to just be where you're at and just enjoy life, savor it. You don't have to be manifesting the next thing and the next thing. But August energy, August is one of my favorite months. And I really had this like surge of what's coming next. Well, obviously, new limiting beliefs come up, new self-concept things come up, new ways for me to release resistance came up. So this was also a journey for me of like, how do I become an energetic match to the things that I wanted? So if there is something that you want, I want you to start seeing it as your full-time job to be an energetic match to what you want. What do I mean by this? This is getting yourself into alignment with your desire. Your reality is reflecting you. I hate to break it to you, but I think so many, and I've been guilty of this in the past as well, and I'm still guilty of it now. We're expecting reality to just love bomb us with our desires. We're expecting it just to come flooding in without doing the work of changing our self-concept, without releasing resistance. It does not work like that. Reality is not going to give you a different result to what your self-concept is doing. It's not. It's just point blank not. If you are spending the day telling yourself money's not going to happen for you, your business isn't going to work, people aren't going to buy from you, guess what? You cannot turn around and be surprised when reality shows you that. You just can't. If you are moaning to your friends all the time that men are trash, people just cheat, oh, you know, I'm never going to get love, whatever it might be, then you can't be surprised when reality shows you that. The 3D is reflecting you. So if you want a different result, you have to change inwards. You have to change the inner reality. The inner reality creates the outer reality. Until you do that, you have no room to say it's not working. It is working. The law of assumption is working perfectly. The universe is responding perfectly to whatever you are putting out there. Let me just say that again. The law is working perfectly. Even if the circumstances that are on the outside aren't what you want them to be, that is a perfect reflection of what's going on inside. So where I sat in the past month and I was saying, oh, do you know what? I want this new money goal. Why has it not happened yet? When I sat down, I thought, because I'm not telling myself it can happen. I'm not telling myself I'm at that level. I'm not acting like I'm at that level. When I thought about, I want to manifest a new car. When I thought about the car I was manifesting, I'm like, I'm not acting like I even want the car. I'm not acting like the type of person who's manifesting a car. And I'm definitely not treating my current car right at the moment. So this was something I started to really take note of, like, where am I out of alignment with the things that I am manifesting? So, for example, the car example. My car right now, my friend said to me a few months ago, anyone would think you were poor, Lydia, because there is literally duct tape on the bumper. There's bangs all over it, scratches all over it, because I got the car in lockdown when I was on government benefits, when I'd rented a house with no income, by the way, that I got that house on a wish and a prayer. The universe manifested it perfectly for me because I was like, I am moving out. I'm moving into my perfect townhouse. And it happened. But that was where my faith stopped. I did not have the faith to get out a car payment or to manifest a car at the time. And my dad was like, do you know what? You're not getting another payment. You've already rented a house. You're not adding more to your bills when you are not even fucking working, Lydia. And he was right. Don't get me wrong. He was right. There's manifestation and then there's stupidity. That was not the season for me to be getting a car out on a contract when I had so much else going on. So my white Golf, which I named Stormzy, because for years I'd wanted a white Golf called Stormzy. Don't ask me why. The last one was called Maya after Maya Jama. That was a Ford Fiesta. My first Golf was called Dolores. And my first car, which was a limited edition Corsa, which actually didn't end up being that limited edition. If you are in the UK, you will know that every basic bitch in 2011 had the limited edition Corsa, me included. I did get it when it first came out, though. Like, I was one of the first people on that thing. So it was technically limited edition. But her name was Ellie. Because if you think about it, L Limited and E Edition. Ellie, just makes sense. I love my little Golf. It has took me in limp mode to so many places, mentally and physically. But it is not in alignment with the lifestyle I have anymore. It's not in alignment with the money my business is making. It's not in alignment with how I want to turn up to places now. For so long, I've had duct tape on the car and I've gone, I don't give a shit what people think of me. I will drive my little Golf around any way I want. Nobody can tell me I'm not living a wealthy life. I wake up whenever I want. I don't set an alarm. I have passive income coming into my life every single day. I have an amazing business. I change people's lives every single... Nobody can tell me about my little banged up Golf. Her new nickname, by the way, because she used to go in limp mode a lot. And if I swear to God, if this manifests and she goes in limp mode anytime soon because of this podcast. Whew, but her other nickname was Limp Biscuit. Me and Stormzy, we've had a great run together, but it's time for my lifestyle upgrade. And so I had to start thinking to myself, if I want a new car, what do I need to start doing to be in alignment with that? The first thing I thought of is, at some point, I'm either going to have to part exchange or sell Stormzy. So I need to clear her out. I found weights in the boot from February 2023. From when I moved house. I forgot they were in there because there was that much clutter in there. I found about 15 Pretty Little Thing or Ego parcels from stuff that never made it to the post office when I'd put them in the car intended for return. I found Christmas decorations in the boot. It was never ending. So I thought to myself, I need to clear out this car and I need to treat her like she's going to be on sale soon. And I need to treat the car as well, like I love her. Because why would the universe send me a new car to love if I'm not looking after this one? And on another note, why would I believe I deserve a nice car if I'm not treating this one in a nice way? I went and got a full valet. My boyfriend got me some spray for the car that makes it smell gorgeous. I love driving that car now, duct tape or not. And so these are little things I'm doing every single day. I'm also telling her I love her, but you're going soon, babe. You're going to a new home soon. I'm getting the BMW. And that's just me just being a little weirdo with manifestation. But hey ho, my dad talks to plants. I'm talking to my car. I also started thinking, what can I do financially, or what do I need to do financially to manifest my new car? So I shot my credit score to bits after a breakup that was really, really rough on me about 6 years ago. And obviously then the pandemic happened and I just couldn't get the credit score back to where it needed to be. I've been very honest about that with my audience. And I think I've mentioned it in a podcast before. But this was the time period where I was like, okay, let's start fixing it even more than we have been doing. So I started paying things off. It turns out after 6 years, they do wipe some things. So that was fun to know. I felt like that was a real transformative feeling to think, okay, like the 6 year period is over. I'm not that person anymore. I'm manifesting new things. This is a new clean slate, even though it has been for a while. But I found that very profound when I realized this shit's getting wiped off anyway. It was great. And I started doing things like Lockbox. Lockbox is an amazing app which helps you build your credit score. I've been using that for a while actually, but you know, I started looking on there to see if there's anything else I could do to help my credit score. And I'm just putting myself into alignment more and more and more every single day with this desire. And it's not consuming me. It doesn't need to happen tomorrow. I'm very happy. You know, if it takes another 6 months a year, I'd be happy. But also, by the way, I have manifested cars out of thin air in the past, whether that's somebody buying me a car or somebody giving me a car. I have manifested both of those experiences because I am a fucking amazing manifester. But this time I was like, no, do you know what? I'm just doing it through my income and the usual route. And if anything else outside of this happens, I'm good. If it takes 6 months, I'm good. I don't need to give Stormzy up tomorrow. She's fine. We're having a great time. And I think that's a really important thing to know. Even though this is on my manifestation list and it's going to happen, it's not consuming me. It's not... When I say full-time job, I don't mean it has to be relentlessly on your mind 24/7. I don't mean that if it doesn't happen next week, then you're going to break your own heart. I don't mean anything like that. I mean it's your job to get yourself in alignment every single day. You wouldn't turn up to work if you have a 9-to-5, if you have an employer, you wouldn't turn up to work and not do anything for them. So if you have a manifestation, you have a desire in mind, show up every single day for that manifestation. And I'm doing that with the car in all of those little ways I've just said, which, by the way, little hinges open big doors. So all of these little things I'm telling you about, they are going to open big manifestation doors for me. They might seem silly to you, they might seem small, but they are the things that are going to help manifest my desires. The last thing I was doing, which like was kind of like a future action I wanted to do, is I brought a handheld vacuum. So I brought a handheld Hoover. We call them Hoovers in the UK, but anywhere else I think you call it a vacuum. Hoover's actually the brand, fun fact. It is genuinely called a vacuum cleaner, yeah. But I brought a handheld vacuum cleaner, Hoover, whatever you want to say. And that was my way of showing the universe, like, look, I might not have looked after Stormzy as best as I could have, but I'm going to look after the new car in every way possible, including having a handheld Hoover within the car to just keep on top of things as it builds up. That handheld thing has changed my life. I use it everywhere. I'm going to need another one for the car by the time it manifests. I use it for everything. But that was my way of showing will into the universe. So there are three particular things I'm manifesting at the moment. One of them's a money goal, one of them's a career goal, and the other one's the car. And I've been asking myself a few questions on each subject. I've been taking aligned action. I've been changing my self-concept. So I'm going to just briefly go through the questions I've been asking myself and some more things I've been doing. So this is the point where you really, really need to be taking notes, babe. So number one, first question, what resistance do I need to let go of? What resistance do I have to having this thing? So you could say, what am I scared of when it comes to this manifestation? So for example, with the car, I'm actually scared I'm going to batter it because, you know, judging from Stormzy, that's a very, you know, natural thing for me to think. So I had resistance to even getting a new car. And I've always been told growing up, you don't look after things, you da-da-da-da. I'm like, no, that story is changing now because I want to look after this. I want to look after my new car. I want a gorgeous new car. I don't think a lot of people understand, and this is something that I say heavily within my workshops and the 2-week self-concept challenge. Sometimes it's not just the affirmations and stuff we need to do. It's the resistance. You don't realize you actually have negative associations with your manifestation. So you might want to manifest love, but you grew up watching your mum and dad argue all the time, or you got cheated on a few years ago and now you have negative associations to love. And if you have a negative subconscious association to that thing, baby, you're not going to manifest it. Your brain doesn't want you to. Your brain, above everything else, is designed to keep you safe. And it will do way more to move you away from pain than to bring you to pleasure. So you think you want this dream relationship because it's going to bring you a bit of pleasure. And I don't mean that kind of pleasure. I mean, like, you know, like, it's going to bring you a nice relationship. You're going to enjoy it. But it's going to do way more to protect you and keep you away from pain if it thinks this relationship is going to bring cheating, it's going to bring pain. Again, this is something I had to do for manifesting my relationship. I had to drop the story that I always get ghosted, that I always get cheated on, that men treat me like trash, that people don't respect. I had to drop that identity. I had to do the resistance around that. I had to stop being afraid of a relationship in order to manifest one because it wasn't happening. I was constantly manifesting non-committal people because I was non-committal myself. I didn't want to commit to something if I was going to get hurt in it. I had to keep that little bit of distance between me and the thing I wanted because why would I manifest something that's going to hurt me? I don't want to get hurt again. I had to completely change that and do the resistance around it. Again, 2-week self-concept challenge, everything I did is in there. And I had to really fall in love with the idea of falling in love again. So that's a huge thing you can do today to remove resistance. Ask yourself, because when you become aware of it, you can clear it. If you're not aware of it, you don't even know what's going on. What can I do to remove resistance? What am I afraid of? Why do I not want this thing? Anything that comes up, that's what you need to be working on. Journaling is really powerful for resistance. So journaling on why it is safe for you to have this thing. Journaling on all the reasons why you know having this thing is a positive in your life. Doing EFT around it, meditations on your thing for clearing resistance. The next question is, what limiting beliefs do I need to clear? What do I need to change within my self-concept? Ask yourself, why do I believe I can't have this thing? That's going to be the number one identifier of what is mentally holding you back in terms of belief work when it comes to this thing. That is probably the biggest question you can ask for self-concept work as well. When you identify your limiting beliefs, you can change them. Your limiting beliefs are what are holding you back from your manifestations, right? This is why umbrella affirmations don't work. I am so abundant. I am so wealthy. No, if your limiting belief is, I can't make money in my business, people don't want to buy from me, then you need to create an affirmation that addresses this limiting belief. You have to create an affirmation that is the opposite of whatever your limiting belief is. You can use it in a soft way. So you could say, every day, people love to pack. Let me start again. I'm not doing any edits because I'm on a roll. You can say, you know, I'm not an edit queen. You know, I like just giving it you raw, so don't worry. If this is the first time listening to me, you will get used to it. I don't mess up my words as much as I used to, but I like being unfiltered, so it's staying in. If you have the belief of people don't want to buy my stuff, then your new affirmation is people love to buy from me. People love to pay me. If you're not ready to say that yet, like I said, you can use a softening statement, which could be, I am choosing to live in a reality where people love my products. Also, if you do have a business, make sure you love your products. You have to love your products first and foremost. You have to be so tied up in your business and your product, you think you are the shit. Work on that as well. Anyway, going off on a tangent. Like, literally, say the opposite of your limiting beliefs. If you need to add a softener statement in, then do that, but you have to remove the limiting beliefs for your manifestation. Next question. How am I energetically blocking this desire? Energetically, I mean the stuff I'm doing every single day. So if you are manifesting love, are you stalking on Instagram every day? That's an energetic block. Are you listening to songs that are about breakups? Are you watching TV shows that promote cheating and promote the idea that you can't trust anybody these days? Are you moaning to your friends about how you'll always be single? How are you blocking yourself? Do you have time for a relationship? Have you made space in your life for a relationship? Are you the person you want to be in a relationship? One thing for me with the career goal that I'm... So basically, I want to create different content, not just manifestation content. I want to create other types of content. And so the things that I'm manifesting now, I had to take a look at my daily life. Not just the affirmations I'm saying to myself, not just the EFT I'm doing, but my daily life, I'm thinking to myself, okay, does this line up with my manifestations? Does it line up with the type of content I want to create? No. I was spending way too much time scrolling on TikTok in the morning, scrolling on Instagram. By the way, these platforms are incredible. They're insane. They are my bread and butter. I love them. But I was spending far too much time consuming instead of creating. And that's the opposite of what I'm trying to manifest. So I was like, right, okay, I'm going to give myself a social media ban. No social media before 12 p.m. in the afternoon. Because that's my danger zone of when I scroll the most. Because I'm not a morning person, you see. So it's very easy for me to pick up my phone and distract myself from the fact that I don't like mornings. That was a total game changer for me. Total game changer. Instead of getting up and going on my phone, and I've been very, very strict with it, unless I really feel like I need to post something on my business accounts, even then I get off, I delete the app straight away, I download it again when I need to use it. I've been reading books. I read Infinite Receiving by Susie Ashmore, and I'm reading... What am I reading? Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits. Or I've been going for a walk and sticking a podcast on. And on my work rate has changed so drastically. My days, my happiness level has changed so drastically since doing that thing. That is how I've become an energetic match to that manifestation. I've thought to myself, where am I energetically blocking this? And then similar to the limiting belief question, but what thoughts do I need to program and how am I going to do this? For me, I love sleep affirmations. I'm obsessed with sleep affirmations. Harder for me to do now I'm in a relationship, but on the nights where I'm sleeping alone, I try and put a sleep affirmation tape on if I can get to sleep with it on. Because I can't always get to sleep with them on either, but if I don't listen to a sleep affirmation tape, I listen to Rampages in the day. So that's whilst I'm getting ready, whilst I'm in the car, whatever. You don't have to do that. You can do scripting. These are the things that I found most powerful. Sleep affirmations, by the way, are probably one of the best things you can do to program your mind quickly. So if you want quick manifestations, that is the go-to, in my opinion, because your conscious mind is closed off. Your subconscious mind is purely penetrable. Penetrable. Impressed easily. You can impress it easily because your conscious mind is shut down. But I also love scripting. It doesn't have to be an essay. It can be an A5 page. But I'm doing something every single day to program in this new thing that I'm manifesting. Figure out what way is best for you and figure out what affirmations you need to be programming in. So ask yourself, what would that version of me who already had the manifestation, what would they be programming it in and how would they do it? This next question, a lot of people don't like, because the manifestation industry has a lot of creators that will teach you that you don't have to lift, and you don't have to lift a finger, but I'm a businesswoman. I've been a business owner since I was 19 years old. I've been self-employed since I was 19 years old. I'm not afraid of putting effort into the things that I want. And I don't feel ashamed for saying that. I don't feel ashamed for not sugarcoating it and not bullshitting you and saying that you need to put effort into your self-concept or into your manifestations. I can say I can make it easy for you and I can show you how to do it easily, but that doesn't mean that effort is not required. So this next question, what do I need to do? People don't always like that, but I fucking love this question because I feel like action also is a massive way of changing your self-concept, because when you show up as that version and you're taking the actions that that version would take, you are showing your subconscious mind you are that version. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between reality and the future or whatever. So when you start doing the things you would do from that space now, it's going to help you change your self-concept quicker. So what do I need to do in order to manifest this desire? So let's bring it back to the car example. What can I do today to manifest the car? Well, I cleared it out. That was something physical that I actually did. Is that a big task? Well, actually, it was a big task. You heard about the weights and the barbells and the Christmas stuff and everything. Oh, God. But, like, really deep it, it's not that big of a task. It's not that big of a task. So these actions that you can take, I'm not saying go and move a mountain. I'm saying do something today that is in alignment with your manifestation. I also started working on the credit score. I started doing things in alignment with the manifestation. If your desire is to lose weight, don't just sit in there chanting about how you've got the nicest body. Figure out what exercise you love to do. What could I do today to help me align to my dream body? What could I eat today that is healthy, that is nutritious, that is full of protein, but that is also really good for this calorie deficit? How, you know, what can I do to make this fun today? What can I do to make eating clean fun today? What can I do to add value to my business today in order to attract clients? What can I do today? And then the next step is to actually go and do that. Go and take that action on your desire and just become the version of you who has it. Become that energetic match. That is like the final piece in the puzzle for me of becoming that energetic match. I'm not afraid of taking action. I take fucking loads of action on my desires. Not manipulative or forceful action, let me add. I'm not trying to control the how. I'm not trying to fix anything. I'm not trying to force anything. I am simply taking action from the space of the version of me who already has it. And when you do that daily, the effort you've put in every single day, whether that's through self-concept, action, EFT, resistance work, it will compound and you will get your manifestation. So that is today's episode, everybody. Treat it like a full-time job to become an energetic match to your manifestation. Every time I've manifested something, it is because I've treated it every single day as my duty to do something in alignment with my manifestation, to become that version, to do that self-concept work, to take the daily actions and act as if I'm already that version. That is when shit really transformed fast for me. And it stayed, because all of this, when you're becoming an energetic match, you don't necessarily tend to go back as much when you are doing this consistently every single day. You are going to have dips in the road. I had a fucking shit week last week. I felt really down, really low mood. I was in my luteal phase. I was just having a really flat week. That's going to happen. Your old thoughts are going to quit. It's going to happen. When you do this work consistently, though, you're not going to stay back there for a long time. I have had the most amazing day today. It's Monday. It's a fresh week. I've had brands reach out. It's been amazing. I've had the best day today, despite the week last week. So even if you do dip back a little bit, you're going to get back to this person because you're becoming that new version of yourself. It's going to stick. You just have to keep at it every single day like it's your full-time job. I really, really hope you found so much value in today's episode, because I feel like I had so much to say on today's episode, and it could have been a 3-hour podcast, honestly, but I want to keep these short and sweet for you. I don't want to overcomplicate things, and I want them to be easily digestible so that you can go and implement them. Don't just listen to me ram on and yap on. That's my boyfriend's job. It's his job to listen to me yapping all night. Go and implement everything I've said. Go and start doing everything I've said, and I promise you, shit will change. I hope you have the best day. I love you all so much, and I will speak to you next time.